Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Mind Food Radio, birthdays are in the air.
It sure is, that sense of celebration. And you know, food is one of the most popular things within Mind Food, both online, and you can sign up for our daily recipe and in the magazine. But Michelle, our food director, we've got on today's show. We're phoning her at home. What are you up to, Michelle?
Well, would you believe I'm getting ready for my daughter's 20th birthday tomorrow night. She's got friends coming over. It's looking like rain outside, so we're not too sure, but so I'm going to cater some nice warm food, I'm thinking.
What are you having?
So is it all from the pages of Mind Food?
It is. I'm looking at the issue that's on sale at the moment. It's the September issue, and we've got a beautiful recipe in there for sage, pork, and fennel sausage rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
They look beautiful, and so we're going to definitely have some of those. We're going to have some of the nice sage and prosciutto mounts, which is in the issue as well, and for something a little bit fresh, we're going to make some spicy chicken rolls.
Now, how do you make those?
Well, I'm going to tell you how to make the sausage rolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we like that. Is that easy?
That sounds easy.
The sausage rolls are easy, and we've given the readers a really easy recipe.
Yep.
Basically, you go to your butcher and get some pork and fennel sausages, which you just split the skins open, add in some Dijon mustard, Worcestershire sauce, some fresh, beautiful sage, which is in season in the garden now, and some quince paste. You mix all that up and divide it into we've divided into four, and wrap it in a puff pastry. Brush the top of the pastry with a nice egg wash and make sure you seal the pastry, and then put a beautiful sage leaf on top. So it's a bit of a fancy sausage roll.
Now, what does the sage leaf do? Does that give it flavour?
Flavour? Yeah, it does. It's a beautiful taste. Is that one of your favourite herbs?
I love sage.
I love sage.
It's actually really easy to grow sage.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. It's an easy herb, and at the moment it's in the garden, and then once the warmer weather starts to come, you just chop it back, and it'll be ready for next year for you.
So what's the toasted sandwich one with sage? What do you do there?
Oh, that's another nice, easy recipe.
Prosciutto melts.
Prosciutto melts.
Yeah, there we go.
So again, we're just going to get some cheeses together. We've got the Gruyere cheese, Parmesan, and mascarpone. We'll mix that with a little bit of our Dijon mustard. Sorry, got that wrong.
Okay.
And then mix that all together and put that inside between two slices of bread, and then we wrap the whole sandwich with the prosciutto, and then again with some sage leaves on top. So it looks beautiful.
They look beautiful in the magazine. You just want to look at them.
They do. So they're on page 109 and 110 of the September issue.
It's on sale now. And if you're loving sage, we've also got a beautiful recipe for trout and sage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes, are you doing that tomorrow night?
No way.
Too much preparation.
I finger food all the way.
What are you doing for dessert tomorrow? Are you doing a big birthday cake?
Well, we're actually going to do. We've been over to Europe recently, and we're in the markets, and they had the most amazing stacks of chocolate brownie, and they were just all stacked up. So I thought, how easy is that? I'm going to make five chocolate brownies and just stack them up in one big cake, and then just a bit of dusting of icing sugar, and that's the cake.
Wow, I thought you might have been, with your culinary delights in the kitchen doing a croquembouche or something.
sounds like a modern day.
It'd still be stuck to my fingers.
Exactly, there's no time for that. So it's already cut up, is it, the chocolate brownie?
And so No, it's just going to be slabs. I'm just going to bake them in the oven. I'll do five batches. And then it's just cooling them on the wire racks and then just stacking them up.
How lovely.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Well, have a wonderful birthday party night.
Thank you. No, we're really looking forward to it. We've just run around with the duster, so the house is looking ready. And it means the supermarket, so now it's just cooking.
Oh, gosh.
Good stuff. I love party food though, don't you?
Yeah. Michael's so excited. His finger, he's got the book closed, the magazine's closed, and his finger
really
is still stuck on the sausage roll page.
I actually want to look at it.
Oh, Michelle, well, look, have a wonderful night at the birthday party. Happy cooking.
Thank you.
I tell you what, they're great recipes, aren't they?
Get your finger out of the page there, Michael. This is Mind Food Radio.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.